Okay, welcome back. This is Guru Catherine, and I talk about everything from your personal and spiritual journey on one side to technical subjects like blockchain and crypto, counter-quantum and counter-AI topics on the other. So a fun blend of the two. If you have questions, you can send them to me by text at my website, or you can comment on different posts and things like that. Let me know what you think, what questions you have. I'm happy to answer those in the next thing that I post. So what I want to talk about today is one of the most fun mysteries in all of the crypto realm. And the mystery is, who is Satoshi Nakamoto? And everybody's got a theory, and so I'm going to give you mine. And what I want to focus on today is who I think Satoshi Nakamoto is if you only look at the original Bitcoin white paper. So, and I want to show you some things in here that are my evidence for who I think it is. If you're not in the crypto world, the reason this is such a big deal is because the original Bitcoin white paper, which you see here if you're watching the video, is just so foundational, just so incredibly remarkable and foundational. And it was the original write-up that led to the original coding of the Bitcoin crypto on the Bitcoin blockchain network, right? And we're not going to get into details between the crypto and the versus the blockchain and all of that. We can go into that another time. But what happened here is this original white paper. The person or people who wrote this knew instinctively that they should be anonymous. Satoshi Nakamoto is not a real person. So for those of you, let me give a little background if you're not a crypto geek. Satoshi Nakamoto is a fictitious name. There is no such person. And if they are, it's purely coincidence. So this is a made-up name, and in order to hide the identity of the person who wrote the paper. Good thing, too, because not too long ago, just a few years ago, I remember, even the U.S. Congress wanted to subpoena Satoshi Nakamoto and get this character in here to explain a few things about this crypto nonsense. And that was hilarious because they did not know. They weren't aware, apparently, that Satoshi Nakamoto is a fictitious character. So then began the whole mystery. Who is Satoshi Nakamoto? And so if you were Satoshi Nakamoto, if you were the person who wrote this paper, who programmed the original Bitcoin network and the original Bitcoin crypto, you would be smart to stay quiet and not let anybody know who you were. And that's for a bunch of reasons. One of them is because, number one, you would be incredibly wealthy at this point. More money, more problems. Read my book on money, Validation, Sabotage, and Freedom. For why people with large amounts of wealth tend to keep their heads down and try not to look like they have large amounts of wealth. So you'd want to stay quiet for that reason. You'd want to stay quiet because Bitcoin, in its now 14 years of existence as a network and crypto, as of when we're recording this video, has angered a lot of governments. There have been twice now in its history that I can personally count that governments have tried to take it down, have tried to get rid of it, try to make it stop. They can't stop it. So you would have people angry at you. You would have people after you for all kinds of things. And you just would be super smart to just keep it on the DL and don't let your identity be known. So that gives me clue number one. Satoshi Nakamoto. Anybody who says they're Satoshi Nakamoto is not. Why? Because if you were, you would be an absolute fool to state it publicly. That would be really, really stupid. And given that the authors of this paper are not really, really stupid, they are not taking the credit and will try to deflect this identity from themselves as much as possible, as they should. So as I read this paper, and if you're at all into crypto, you should read this paper. It goes into great detail That being said, it's not particularly long. It's 8 pages. Incredibly short white paper. Like, the geode white paper is like 20 pages long. But short, to the point, and obviously brilliant. When I read through this paper, I could hear, and read it again if you haven't read it lately, it's written in two different voices. This paper has two authors. And both of those voices are American, male, PhDs in computer science. Now, where did I get that? If you read the language, it's very clear to me that they're American, the way the language is written. It's, or if not American, have spent significant time focused on American English. It's also very clear that there are two voices. It's just the way you write it. Some people wrote some section, and one person wrote some sections, and a different person wrote different parts of it, because it doesn't have the same kind of cadence or voice through the whole thing. Male PhDs in computer science. Now, that takes my unique perspective. Now, tell me I'm wrong. So, coming up as a PhD in math, I worked a lot with the computer science department and a lot with PhDs and people who were working on PhDs in computer science. PhDs in math and PhDs in computer science, they have very similar methodologies and very similar techniques when they come up with ideas, the way that they talk about ideas, and most importantly in a minute, the way they cite papers. So you can feel the level of education and thought in here. So that's where I get two people, both male, both American or speakers of American English primarily, PhDs in computer science. And so then we get to the references. And the references are where it gives it away. So here's the rule. And as a math PhD, let me tell you how it works. And it works the same way in the computer science department, because I used to work with those guys all the time. When you write a paper, you want to have references. You want to reference other people's papers, right? And this gives you credibility. You're building off of other people's works. Excellently. You never build off more work than you do your own work. You're building off your own work all the time. So you're going to cite yourself more than you cite anyone else. Every paper I've ever read, and I have read a lot, whether they were my papers or somebody else's papers, from the math department, from the computer science department, from the physics department, from the chemistry department, any of the sciences, you cite, the authors cite themselves more than anybody else. But you never ever, socially this is a rule, you never ever cite yourself first. It's just rude. It's arrogant. Now, given those social rules, look at the references. The first two references are unique. And then references 3, 4, and 5 all cite the same two people. And then you have three more unique references, specific individuals. So it's written right there. It's Haber and Stornetta, our Satoshi Nakamoto together, S. Haber and W. S. Stornetta. And it's just obvious to me. It's obvious to me as just coming from my background that's who I think Satoshi Nakamoto is. So this is just for fun. Tell me who you think it is. And we'll have a little fun guessing together. If he's smart, if Satoshi is smart, or the both of them, they will never, ever admit it and keep it secret forever. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.